Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alfred Adash of adash.wordpress.com is our guest for another 5 minutes, and we have our surprise guest in studio with some very positive news. But going back to that Indiana ruling, because that's exactly where Alfred was going, they said in the case, if a cop has no reason at all to want to bust in your house without a warrant, they have a right to, and you can't even resist, because the guy reportedly pushed the cop, so they charged him with assaulting the cop. But that goes back to Magna Carta 1215. The man's home is his castle. It's our government. We create the state. We create the federal government. Then we elect judges. You have to go with evidence to them, where you're going, what you're going to search. You got to have a witness who people later have a right to confront, or the cops don't get the warrant. Now, you can't resist the warrant because it's a warrant of the people and the people's will. But the idea that they can just come and do whatever they want. Indiana also just ruled no-knock warrants for unpaid parking tickets. So it's all about terror and terrorizing. It's on. Alfred Adask, in summation.
You just mentioned a man's home is his castle. But animals don't have any homes, and they certainly don't have any castles. Insofar as the government presumes you to be an animal, insofar as their laws say that, you're just livestock on the global plantation. And they can handle you like a chicken in a Tyson poultry processing plant. They clip your little beak off and keep you jammed in with the rest of the chickens. When it's time to harvest, they'll harvest you. If you're an animal.
And they say in all their writings, if you let them do it, you are an animal.
Yeah, that's what it is. I understand. I don't know how much time we have left, but where this goes is if you go to a business, there's a place called genocidewatch.org, and they have a document up there that's entitled 8 Stages of Genocide. And the third stage in genocide, to commit genocide, it's not necessary that you kill anyone. It's only necessary under the genocide law that you create circumstances where a particular group or race or whatever is more likely to die. And the third stage in the genocide law is dehumanization. And they specifically say when they reduce people to the status of animals, insect, or vermin, it's an act of genocide. For example, when the Hutus decide to kill all the Tutsis, the first thing they do is say the Tutsis are all a bunch of animals. And when they're animals, you can kill them all. You can kill the women. You can kill the children. You can kill the non-combatants. You can exterminate them like a nest of wasps because they are animals.
That's what the Nazis said. If you go back to
absolutely.
The Israelites.
Untermention.
The Israelites 3,000 years ago went into areas and said, these people are animals.
Our government, by that definition, you apply the facts of the drug laws, the medical device laws. This goes back as far as 1906, and I've been able to find in the Food and Drug Act of 1906, that's where this started out. They presume the people to be animals. You apply those facts to the law of genocide, and you conclude that the government of the United States right now is committing genocide against the American people. Technically, they are guilty of genocide. To me, that's a pretty big story. And there's evidence. I mean, if you can lay this out and show people, here's what we got. You make up your mind. Don't believe me. I'll show you the law. You make up your mind.
Well, you know, Alfred Adask, I've always known this and briefly talked about it here and there, but the way you codify it is so powerful. And as you're speaking, I think of thousands of examples of where this is in universal law through every culture. The priest class of the Aztecs, when they were chopping people's hearts out, said that these are animals, we're gods. It's more than that. Not just we're men, you're animals. We're gods, you're animals. And this is the New World Order religion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is powerful stuff. It's not just a curiosity. It goes to something that is fundamental that's been going on for thousands of years. Are you animals or are you men and women made in God's image?
Are we men or mice?
That's exactly what it comes down to. If you're mice, you can be slaughtered, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be.
Well, I'm not a slave. We're not your slaves, as I've always said. and they're trying to train us to be slaves and turn us into gibbering idiots hooked into all their propaganda. Incredible interview, Alfred Adask. We're going to let you go. We will interview you very soon, my friend, and be safe. I know why they're so scared of you and have 60 Minutes coming after you and others. You are definitely a force to be reckoned with. I salute you. We'll be right back. Thank you, sir.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They've been on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Dr. Paul Connett is here, and he's got another local doctor who's with the group fighting the fluoridation of water here with him. And I know you've been in Australia, New Zealand, other parts of Europe, here in the U.S., traveling all over the place. And since you were here in town, we wanted to get you in studio with us for a couple segments. Then we're going to do another interview in our new studio. Dr. Paul Connett is a Ph.D. from Dartmouth College and joined the faculty at St. Lawrence University in 83. Connett's opposition to the way they're handling the solid waste, basically fluoride, and dumping it in our water has gotten international attention. The website's fluoridealert.org, and he's here in Austin, Texas tonight speaking with the city council and others. He also is going to be speaking tonight at 7 p.m. at 1904 Guadalupe Street and City Hall Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then there's another little factoid here. 10% of children in 1940 had dental fluorosis. 45% of kids have it now. And since you were last in studio with us, I have a few very exciting positive things to talk about that I want you to address. EPA proposes phase out a fluoride-based pesticide. And they admit it bioaccumulates and attacks all the organs in the body. Yeah. That just came out a few months ago. On the same day, U.S. wants to reduce fluoride in drinking water from 1.2 to 0.7 parts per million. And they're admitting an increase of dental fluorosis, bone cancer, all of this. So, but I wonder when you speak to the city council this time, will they laugh at you? Because they don't do any research. They don't have any facts. They just pay $1 million of taxpayer money every year to get a toxic waste that they'd have to store somewhere. Why not just put it in our water and give us bone cancer and laugh at us? Because we're animals after all, Dr. Conant.
Well, unfortunately, what happens with these councils is they will defer to their local health officer. And without realizing the local health officer with the issue of fluoridation is simply a mouthpiece, a clockwork toy, if you like, for federal policy. Once the U.S. Public Health Service endorsed fluoridation, a lot of things ensued. Today, we have the Center of Disease Control telling everybody that fluoridation is the best thing since sliced bread. It's one of the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century. And quite frankly, the people in the middle of these bureaucracies, in the chain of command, if they were to come out against this policy, they would be out of work tomorrow. That's what you got to remember. They're out of work if they don't support policy. They are trained, bureaucrats are trained not to question policy. Their job is to promote policy. And that's unfortunately the... So when you have counselors who don't have medical degrees, scientific degrees, or dental degrees, they have to choose between these group of concerned citizens and their health officer. And unfortunately, they appear to be siding with the health officer, even though he doesn't have the science to support his case.
And that person's a politician, too. The big chemical lobbies want us to pay for their toxic waste. It, of course, has the degenerative and population reduction qualities of infertility and IQ reduction that the eugenicists favor. But getting into the pure science, what do you make of all these big moves by the government quietly to start reducing the amount of fluoride?
Well, two things happened in January the 7th. The one you heard about was that the Department of Health and Human Services was lowering the standard to 0.7, the amount recommended to fight tooth decay. A few days later, we heard that the EPA pesticide division had withdrawn its support for sulfuryl fluoride. That was been an eight-year battle from the Fluoride Action Network. We've been fighting that. It was clear from the very beginning that they didn't have a leg to stand on because kids were already being overexposed to fluoride. So whatever reference dose, so-called safe dose, that you can come up with, children are already exceeding it. So there's no way that the EPA legally could have permitted sulfuryl fluoride. But the pesticide division and the water division working together had two choices. Were they going to pull the rug out of Dow AgroSciences and their use of sulfuryl fluoride, or were they going to pull the rug away from the water fluoridation program? Because the major source of fluoride, which is exceeding the safe limits and preventing sulfuryl fluoride from being used, is water fluoridation. So if they pull the rug from underneath the water fluoridation program, Dow AgroSciences could have continued to use sulfuryl fluoride. But they didn't do that. They pulled the rug from under Dow and continued to support fluoridation. So when you got the statement from the EPA Office of Water, the death sentence was, we are going to protect children's health, at the same time protect children's teeth. And that's a way of telling you that they're not going to do honest science here. And clearly they're not doing honest science because they haven't considered the 24 IQ studies. Since I was in the studio, there's been an update on one study and a new study indicating at low levels of fluoride, children's IQ is being lowered in China. So they're ignoring all that. So they are saying, Alex, they are saying that the most sensitive endpoint of fluoride's toxicity is severe dental fluorosis. And they claim to be able to protect against that. They didn't use a margin of safety in their calculations. It was incredible. The whole thing is incredible.
But the fact is the stone wall, the Berlin Wall, is cracking.
Yes.
They're having to respond. What about saying don't use it as a pesticide? Because from my research, that's where it really is building up.
Yeah, with this, they were allowing incredible levels of fluoride residues. The trouble with sulfur fluoride is that when you use it on food to protect food, you leave residues of fluoride, and that's what got them. And the levels that they were permitting, like 125 parts per million in wheat flour. Well, think of all the things you make from wheat flour: pizza dough, biscuits, cookies, cakes, bread. I mean, 125 parts per million? We could have kids vomiting.
Just a few parts per million is reducing IQs. I mean, no wonder. I talk to a lot of professors that have been teaching a long time, and they say people are not as sharp as they were even 20, 30 years ago. And it's because we've got brain-damaged zombies.
We also have television. No insult to you. I mean, commercial television.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, that's dumbing down the people. So, no, we've had some tremendous victories. Canada is the place where things are happening. I think it's a race between Canada, New Zealand, and Ireland. I was in Dublin just a few days ago. I think it's a race between those three countries as to which country cracks first.
Because they don't want to be lobotomized, but the big chemical industry is pushing, pushing, pushing. Give us a survey of your travels around the world.
Okay, well, let's start with Canada, where we launched the book in Toronto. We've got the two wings of Canada essentially fluoride-free. British Columbia and Quebec are essentially fluoride-free. We had a major victory in October when Waterloo, about 500,000 or 600,000 people voted out fluoridation by a tight whisker, but it was very important. And then just a few days ago, the final ratification that Calgary in Alberta has stopped fluoridation. It's finished. As of May 19th, it's out.
So the hoax is imploding. Lago Vista, outside Austin, I was reading, is moving to not have it.
Yeah.
San Diego has put a hold on putting it in, correct?
I'm not sure about San Diego. They had gone ahead, the government had gone ahead, despite enormous protests. I was there in San Diego, again, launching the book.
Last time I saw it, just a few, like a month ago, there was a hold, but perhaps that's been overturned.
Well, what happened was that the Commission 5, I think they called this, tobacco tax money, is being used to finance the operations of fluoridation in Canada, in California. So when a committee, they can't put fluoride in the water unless they've got a private source of funding. And so this Commission 5, the tobacco money, which actually is tax money, so that was illegal. But they're using this tobacco 5 money to, Commission 5 money to
because they care so much about our teeth.
But yes, but they've cut back, they've had a cutback on their funding of all kinds of programs. But guess which one was not cut back? Fluoridation. So they cut back on all kinds of clinics and other important things that they were supporting, but apparently they've left the fluoridation, and
but
in San Diego.
But as you were saying, all over the world we're seeing major headway.
Oh, absolutely. I've just been, as you said, in Australia and New Zealand. The responses from the audiences compared to last time is huge. Double, triple the audiences, incredible amount of enthusiasm, organization. Fan New Zealand is making great strides. We had very good meetings, council meetings, where both sides were heard at length. So I've got my fingers crossed in particularly New Zealand and Canada.
What does it signify, though, that they're, they stonewalled, and I know I've gone back to this twice, but the fact that they're now having to back up and say, okay, we're going to stop using it for pesticide, we're going to cut it in the water, I mean, that's got to add a lot of weight for people like you and other doctors when they go before city councils and they smirk and laugh. Well, why are they cutting the levels then?
That's right. Well, they can't deny that American children are overexposed to fluoride. This is what they said. 41% of children aged 12 to 15 have some form of dental fluorosis. 41%. And that's all American kids. That's an average of kids living in non-fluoridated and fluoridated. So the kids in the fluoridated communities are probably over 50% now have dental fluorosis. And remember, when they started this in 1945, they thought just 10% of children would have dental fluorosis in its very mild form. Now we have 3.6% of American children with either moderate or severe dental fluorosis. That's 100% of the tooth enamel discolored and indented and in the severe form made brittle.
And imagine what it's doing to the bones.
And imagine what it's doing to the brains. I mean, this has been the whole point. You know, to add absurdity on absurdity, fluoridation should have ended in 1999 when the Center for Disease Control conceded that the major benefit of fluoride is topical. My goodness, it works on the outside of the tooth, not from inside the body. Why on earth, once you know that, are you forcing it on people that don't want it, when anybody can get fluoridated toothpaste if they want it? It's universally available. It's difficult to get non-fluoridated toothpaste. Why force it on people that don't want it? And why expose every tissue in the body if this stuff works topically?
Well, that's... I've made the joke, but it's not funny. That'd be like drinking sunscreen instead of putting it on your skin.
Absolutely.
Dr. Conant, let's talk about what you think is most important in this final quick segment on the other side. So glad to have you here in town speaking at Brave New Books tonight.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Folks, Dr. Conant pointed out that, you know, they're trying to crucify Dr. Andrew Wakefield. with just cooked up baloney that he lied about there being an autism link to thimerosal mercury, when all these other separate institutions have found the same thing. And now he's learned that government institutions learned it before he even did, separately. So he's not engaged in fraud. They just say it. The moon is made of cheese. Andrew Wakefield's a fraud. Well, Dr. Conant just pointed out vaccine autism research, Paul Thorson, indicted for fraud for $2 million sent by the U.S. government to basically come out and say thimerosal isn't bad for you. That was the research we played where they say mercury's good for kids, contrary to what we thought. And it turns out he just took the money for the research, didn't do it, and just told them what they wanted. And now he's been indicted, vaccine autism researcher Paul Thorson, indicted for fraud. But no discussion of Andrew Wakefield. And then I was just showing you HEB water, but every brand has it. I mean, you go to stores in the water section, it's for your baby, for your school children. You need purified water, and there's a heart on it, so it must be good for the baby. And according to the studies I've seen, Doctor, the fluoride has an even bigger effect on small children.
Yeah. I mean, this is absurd. It says purified water with fluoride added. It's unbelievable to me. And this is almost a criminal act. We know that the original idea that you have to give fluoride to babies because it accumulates, supposed to accumulate in the enamel before their teeth have erupted. In 1999, the Center for Disease Control came back and said, whoops, we were wrong. Not enough fluoride is accumulating in the enamel to protect them when they finally erupt in the mouth. The main benefits are topical after the tooth have erupted. But what we also know is, so whilst this is not going to do your baby's teeth any good, it's going to do them harm because it's the first year of life which is most sensitive in terms of developing this dental fluorosis. That's what they've said. The ADA actually sent out an e-gram to their members saying to recommend to parents not to use fluoridated water to make up baby formula. So the ADA is saying don't do it. And then the CDC followed up some with some mealy mouth. When they make these statements, they're always very careful. Well, try to not undermine the fluoridation program.
Well, was it 6 years ago that the American Dental Association came out and said under fives, don't use fluoride toothpaste?
Yeah, yeah. And on the back of a tube of toothpaste, it says keep out of the reach of children under six.
But you can tell the city council that they're just going to laugh and say, hey, we can get Formula One racing if they're brain damaged.
Yeah.
Get it through.
This is terrible. This is terrible. And parents are not being warned, nor are black families being warned that black children are more sensitive than white children to developing dental fluorosis.
Oh.
And by the same token, and Hispanic children. This is what they show, that the rates of dental fluorosis amongst black children and Hispanic children is higher than white children in a given community.
But the NAACP and LULAC and all them are funded by Dow Chemical and others. I've seen it listed. So they're going to tell them, you fight the evil white man, you take more fluoride.
But, you know, the good news on that front is that we've had two major leaders, black leaders in Atlanta, Andrew Young, who's a former ambassador of the United Nations, whose father was a dentist, was previously pro-fluoridation. When he heard these facts that blacks are unduly risky, have greater risk than white children from at least dental fluorosis and probably other health effects, he's come out against it, made a public statement calling for Georgia to stop having mandatory fluoridation. And then a few days ago, Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter, Beatrice, came out against fluoridation. So this is a major development in the black community.
And there's so much other good news you've got. We're going to go to a taped interview that will be on PrisonPlanet.tv later in a few days. And I'm glad that you liked the last taped interview we did.
Your staff did a great job. It's the best 60 minutes with me articulating on television. It's the very best.
Well, we're going to do another update for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and then it'll be sent out to the four winds from there. And I want to thank everybody that supports PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, in the fight against water fluoridation, we put out these new T-shirts that expose some of the facts. It's got a droplet of water on the front with a skull in it. And on the back, it says an industrial waste added to the drinking water by our government for the purpose of medication. More toxic than lead, the active ingredient in many pesticides linked to increases in bone cancer, brain damage, and lower IQs. All facts, correct, Doctor?
Yep.
And we hope people get the T-shirt at InfoWars.com. And when people see you wearing it, they'll say, what's that about? And you can educate somebody. Resistance is not futile. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. We're fighting on so many fronts. And Dr. Paul Conant of fluoridealert.org with the new book. May I please see it?
Yep, The Case Against Fluoride.
Absolutely, The Case Against Fluoride, available on Amazon.com and better bookstores. Dr. Paul Conant, Ph.D., toxicologist, we appreciate you coming in, and we're going to go do another interview with you now.
Alex, you mentioned a T-shirt there. I can't resist. You know, my other issue is waste management. And we just made a T-shirt in Italy. The Italians have made it my slogan, new slogan.
Yeah. We're out of time. We'll have to do it in the tape.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
General Hamid Ghul is a retired Pakistani Army general known for heading the inter-service intelligence, the premier Pakistani intelligence agency after the Soviet and during the Soviet-Afghan War. Hamid Ghul served as director general of Pakistan's inter-services intelligence from 87-89, mainly in the time of Benazir Bhutto was prime minister of Pakistan. He was instrumental in the anti-Soviet support of the Mujahideen in the Afghanistan War, 79-89. He, of course, was involved in several of the big conflicts with India as a infantry commander. And I wanted to get him on because even Yahoo ran with the headline yesterday that the head of Pakistani intelligence currently has now come out and said The West is creating fake Taliban al-Qaeda, trying to give them chemical, biological, radiological weapons to then frame Pakistan. So what General Hamid Ghul said a few weeks ago here on air is now being said by the government itself. And we have the other news that I just covered. NATO helicopter attacks Pakistani Army post, Associated Press. Pakistani military says the helicopters came across the border. They opened up on them, but it's also being reported that the U.S. helicopters may have fired first, claiming they were being fired at from across the border, and that two Pakistani army soldiers were injured, and Pakistan says it's of serious escalation. General Ghul, what you talked about a few weeks ago is beginning to unfold.
Yes, indeed, Alex. I think things are getting worse now because I think the American generals are showing an aptitude for brinkmanship, and they want to trash President Obama's plan to withdraw if he does wish to withdraw. I think the American people are overwhelmingly now looking at Afghanistan a lost cause, and that they should not spend even a bullet or a single life be lost there. But unfortunately, the generals and their backers there in the Congress as well as in the media, they want to press on and they want to open another front towards Pakistan. I don't know. This is a very critical time for the American policymakers. Now, we know that these Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan is being sponsored from across the Durand line from Afghanistan, where RAW, the Indian intelligence, and of course Mossad is also in collusion with them. And under the umbrella of the CIA, they are creating problems for Pakistan. They want to create, build a case against Pakistan that it is a failing state, and that a failing state which is under threat of increasingly the Taliban ingress, and therefore it must not possess the nuclear weapons. Now, this is something which is going to be very dangerous because it could very easily, if they try to play games with Pakistan, and let's say they actually come in for our nuclear assets, then it is going to trigger the Third World War, I'm afraid. I don't wish to go into detail of this, but I can tell you that it will ignite an inferno which will consume the entire region and may even trigger a Third World War, like I said. So this is the height of brinkmanship, and it is very unfair to the American people who want this money, $135 billion a year in Afghanistan. They want it to redress their imbalances in their economic system, and they are indebted to the tune of about $14.5 trillion. So it's very unfair to the people of Afghanistan, people of Pakistan, and most of all to the people of America, the way they are proceeding about the whole thing.
General Ghul, for new radio listeners that just joined us, it is now in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, that the CORE group, launching attacks on Gaddafi and financed by British and U.S. intelligence, CIA commandos and MI6 commandos, is al-Qaeda. Our agents trained in the United States, the leader of the rebels for two decades. Here is Yahoo News and The Nation magazine. Even the Nation's own report, CIA's fake Taliban wrecking Pakistan terror havoc. Here's Yahoo News. CIA has created own Taliban to wreak havoc, terror havoc on Pakistan, claims Pakistan paper. And then when I read these articles, it's got the head of the Pakistani intelligence coming out now. And previously, I hadn't heard these type of incredible statements. We already knew the truth. It's hidden in plain view, and they caught the CIA guy. Now they're reporting with chemical, biological, and radiological, trying to get it to their al-Qaeda double agent CIA people. But it appears to be 100% clear. I'm getting chills talking about it. They're getting ready to try to frame Pakistan and launch some type of military attack on you. And the whole fake bin Laden situation, the killing of bin Laden a few weeks ago, is another way to try to frame Pakistan. What do you make of your government now coming out and being more public and seconding what you have said?
Yes, I've been saying that all along, Alex, and I, on your shows also I've been mentioning this. But now I think the democratic government in Pakistan has come fully on the back of the military institution. It has passed a resolution, and if it must be read carefully, because America values democracy, and it is the representative house which has passed a unanimous resolution, and it should not be taken lightly that Pakistan is a pushover. Pakistan is a very important country, very large country, and people of Pakistan are really angered and enraged against their own institution that they are not doing anything. So I think this charade must end now. This playing along of the military and the ISI along with the CIA is all dirty tricks. It has to come to an end, and I think people of Pakistan are going to take account of all these things, and you may find that America's line of supply may be cut off like it was done in the past for 10 days. One of the routes, only one of the routes, there are two routes which enter Afghanistan, and only one of the routes was blocked for 10 days, and they came because they ran out of the toilet papers and the mineral water and all the others. It's not going to be easy. I don't know why these generals, they are making such huge mistakes. They are being very impetuous about this. This administration, President Obama's administration, is showing enormous weakness. They have got to take a stand against their generals who are adventurous and they want to now go in for Pakistan. It will be a disastrous thing to happen.
General Gould, to be clear, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm reading this from U.S. papers, but Pakistan did pass a resolution, and your prime minister has said that if helicopters come in with another raid, they're going to basically be shot down. If that happens, then I would imagine that we know the Pentagon is basically trying to start a war with Pakistan, and we have this latest incursion firing on the military base. Can you briefly expand on that, and do you have intel basically to expand on your statement that U.S. generals are trying to continue the wars and trying to basically flee forward and force Obama to continue the wars by trying to stir up trouble?
Exactly. They are provoking this conflict, unfortunately. They want to expand and open another front. They have opened front in Libya. And they have gone into it. All the Al-Qaeda members, as you were just mentioning, who were fighting in Iraq, now they are congregating in Libya. So what is this paradox? On the one hand, you are hunting for Al-Qaeda. On the other hand, you are supporting Al-Qaeda. This is a very strange policy which is being pursued. Same for Pakistan. Now, Pakistan has to be treated either as enemy or friend. Now, this is an extreme situation, a very ambivalent situation, where Pakistan is being described now as friend as well as enemy. Now, this can't last very long. I think we are a nation of 180 million people. We are a nuclear power, and I can assure you that if they have any designs against our nuclear assets, then they will be making a very huge miscalculation. They must not play this dangerous game. So these generals are out of the control. They are straining on the leash to be launched against Pakistan. And this is not going to work. I can assure you this will be a very great, historic disservice to the people of America.
Well, sir, just a few final questions in the minutes we have left with you. The 2008 report that was leaked to Reuters, where the Bush administration had the plan floated by them, by McChrystal, to launch commando raids on the nuclear launch sites and nuclear weapons program of Pakistan. And, I mean, they've got to know that those forces would be destroyed. They've got to know that's impossible. So that would be a sacrificial gambit with a pawn to have Pakistan crush that pawn and then say we must avenge our troops. I mean, McChrystal was not insane, and Petraeus is not insane. They have to know that Pakistan has a giant, heavily trained military, and that those nuclear bases are heavily guarded, and that it would be a suicide mission. I mean, is this what they're trying to gear up for, or how else are they planning to try to start World War III?
Well, if they try to come in, they will have to attack almost 100 places in Pakistan, not at once, because Pakistan's nuclear assets are spread out. We have always been suspicious of America's design against our nuclear assets, and therefore we have taken good care of it, and our command control system is very good. if they have gotten encouraged because of their raid on Abbottabad, on so-called Osama's compound, and they think that they can repeat it against our nuclear weapons also, I think there could be nothing more harebrained than this particular idea. The sooner they disabuse themselves of this notion, the better it is for all of us.
Well, they're openly floating for now 3 years, special forces attacks on giant Pakistani military bases. I mean, you guys have gone to war with India, fighting a much larger force and basically beat them and backed them off. I mean, they're really asking. I mean, this is insane. Clearly, they know it's going to fail. Do you agree with me that that could be a plan to then say we must avenge the American soldiers that died on the raids? Because we know they're not going to succeed. I mean, if they go in, it's a suicide. Trying to go into heavily fortified bunker military bases with helicopters.
Not only that, they will not succeed and they will suffer a lot of casualties. But after that, withdrawal from Afghanistan will become virtually impossible. There is no Gulf of Tonkin adjoining Afghanistan where they could ferry their troops by helicopters to the waiting ships in the Gulf of Tonkin. Here they will have to go through Pakistan. And what will happen then is anybody's guess, and I can assure you, we will come full throttle as far as the American withdrawal is concerned, then this will become an impossibility. So they better not harbor these ideas. They have to withdraw. They have to provide relief to their own people. They are suffering because of economic deficit and shortfalls. They have to take care of the health problems, the health care, etc. We know the problem that America is suffering. So why now open another front? I don't know what has gone wrong. I think there is some very, very dark impulse which is driving them to this madness.
Well, yes, they want to open this up as a front to, I guess, entice China in. A lot of our inside sources say the insane elite that run our system are contemplating having a nuclear war with Russia and China right now, and that they just plan to trigger the whole thing in Pakistan. That's what a lot of our high-level sources are saying, General Gould. In closing, you talked to a lot of the Pakistani elite. You know, you're a three-star general, retired, former head of Pakistani intelligence, highly respected. You're all over international TV, not just Pakistan television. What are the Pakistani elite saying? Because from what I've seen, this is getting them out of the ambivalent, you know, trying to work with the West and bending over backwards, understanding that you better get on a war footing, and it seems to be hardening Pakistan ahead of what's coming. I mean, is that an incorrect summation, and do you see any way out of this?
No, I think they have got to. It depends on the political decision that President Obama has to take, and I think he should take this decision before or around 1st of June so that his troops start withdrawing, as he had promised, so starting from 1st of July, so that their families can celebrate the return of their troops on 4th of July, which is your national day. So I think this ought to be the concern of President Obama, not the other way around, that you get more engaged and go into deeper and deeper morass. Now, Pakistan is naturally, of course, the mood is very belligerent in Pakistan. We think that we have been terribly betrayed. We have been betrayed in the past, but not to the extent that we have been betrayed now. We have suffered hugely on account of this phony war against terrorism, and Pakistan is now getting closer and closer to China and to Russia. This is the first time that Pakistan has reached out to Moscow. This is amazing now because it is the doing of Americans, because a country like Pakistan, who's been such a staunch ally and who has done so much of service to American, being in the place where they are now, and if we are pushed into the lap of Russia and China wholly, I mean, we go whole hog to this camp, then this is going to be a very major upset for the American strategy.
It's almost like someone wants to destroy America. I mean, looking at this from a geopolitical purview and studying all the different angles and different permutations, it's horrible for the West. It's horrible for freedom. It endangers the entire planet, and the stratagem is clearly during this global depression to try to launch at least a major regional war. General Hamid Gul, thank you so much for spending time with us and adding your considerable gravitas and acumen to our overall analysis. Thank you, General.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Salman.
All right, there goes General Hamid Ghul. Folks, the globalists already tried to start World War III with the Russians, and cooler heads prevailed when the Russians rolled nukes in Georgia, and somebody told Cheney knock it off, and they pulled the NATO troops out. Again, I'm an American, but the globalists want to position us in this primitive, simple-minded, one-dimensional thinking of, well, if you're for America, let's have nuclear war with China and Russia. Woohoo! And let's get them Pakistanis. Pakistan's been our ally, folks. I mean, this is insane. And they've got al-Qaeda brigades all running over to Libya, openly run by the criminals that run our government. Our government has been taken over by globalists who want to destroy America, who want to destroy our economy, and who want to get us into wars while they finance our destruction, and then they end up on top sitting over in Europe. And I told you this for years because in the 30s we got some of the numbers on the Federal Reserve and haven't gotten them since. But you can also go separately study the Federal Reserve U.S. members and then who really owns them. And I told you most of it, more than 70% is what many of our experts have broken down, Ron Paul and others, is owned by European banks. I'm not bashing people in France or Germany or England. It's not about them. It's about the parasitic bank system that runs them, runs us, and you know, I mean, the global bankers put Hitler into power, financed him, financed Stalin. Set that whole thing up. That's part of historical record. Goaded Hitler, told him he'd have support invading. The King of England was pro-Hitler. That's why they had Rudolf Hess fly over and try to parachute in and with a peace treaty, and they locked him up with no trial. He was saying, we got a peace treaty with you. We got an agreement. We don't want to go to war with you. That was a deputy Fuhrer, like the vice president, flying over. I mean, they will bring in World War III to get their world government on its ashes. That was always the plan. World War I, League of Nations, World War II, UN, World War III, world government. And, man, this is such a dangerous time. We'll be right back.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks.
Hide behind walls and desks.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
You that ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing.
Except kill and destroy.
But build to destroy.
You play with my world.
You play with my world.
Like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
All right.
You lie in D.C.
Here's what I'm going to do. I have absolutely got to take phone calls. I want to take phone calls. But we've got Naomi Prinz on all the huge economic developments, former Goldman Sachs managing director, joining us. Huge developments on that front. I've got the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation, the fact that they are normally a globalist can rape whoever they want, kill people, and the police won't press charges, especially in New York City. I mean, that's New World Order Central. I mean, the feds can blow up buildings and say they blow them up, and the cops follow orders and say, yes, sir, we're going to say bin Laden did that. This is definitely, and that's what the French, almost to a person, are saying in their polls, believe it's a setup because he was set to beat Nicolas Sarkozy. Notice Strauss-Kahn is the socialist leader. A big banker, 3,000 a night hotel rooms. I didn't even know they had those. Every British, French Airways aircraft had to keep a seat open for him. By the way, you know U.S. tax money goes to the IMF. A lot of the bailout money went there. So that Dominique Strauss-Kahn can have 3,000 a night hotel rooms, but that's only the beginning. These people have created over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. We're going to be going over that, and we've got Alfred Adask, really well-spoken sovereign citizen, you could call him, publisher of the Annie Shyster magazine, great work for decades. They did a really scary demonization piece, as you know, many of you, two nights ago on 60 Minutes, where they basically tell cops, if somebody is for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they want to murder you. And they're your enemy, so we need to wage war against them. It's the mainlining of people that know their rights and aren't slaves and say no to the TSA sticking their hands down their pants, or who are against the income tax, which you didn't have until 1913, that you're a terrorist. So that's all coming up. And just, again, I scan over the news, I read it, and then I don't get to a lot of it sometimes because it's all so shocking. I've spent most of the hour just on the incredible situation with Pakistan. But I do have a big stack of news dealing with the police state that really illustrates where we're at. Just some of the police state from today. This is every day I see stuff 10 years ago that would have been freaked everybody out. This is how we're being conditioned. But before I go to break and come back and start getting into all this news, I want to just remind all of our great listeners that we have a lot of wonderful sponsors out there that make this transmission possible. People like PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at InfoWars.com or PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And also, don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv.
All my films are super high quality. This radio show streaming live in video, the archives of that, higher quality podcast, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.